D'mai perikhei mishne tes ma'ashen mishal yisrael al shel nachri mishal nachri al shel yisrael. So we're allowed to take off maisers from a Jew onto a non-Jew's grain. Mishal nachri al shel yisrael, and also you can take and be maiser from a non-Jew's grain, non-Jew's food onto a Jew's food. And the Rab points out that this mishnah is Rabbi Meir Shita, who holds the sale of any place of Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew does not take off the chiyuv of chumas and maisers. Mishal yisrael al shel kusim. Mishal kusim al shel kusim. So kusim, this is again before they made them into halachic status of a non-Jew. So if the Jew would say that he did not take off maisus, and you also had that, you had that food from the Jew, and you also had food from the kusi, so the kusi doesn't matter what he tells you because he's not believed. Now, even though kusim are believed lagabe certain things and they take things very seriously, the Rav says they're not makbid in lifne iver lo sitein michshol. And therefore, although he himself may take off chumas and maisers when he eats it, but when he goes and sells it to somebody else, he doesn't care. So therefore, the understanding is that if you're getting something from a kusi, for sure he did not take off chumas and maisers. And therefore, if you have Jewish food and food from a kusi, you can be mafrish chumas and maisers from one onto the other because they're both tevel. And obviously, we're talking about a case again where what you took from the other, from the Jew, was also where he told you it's tevel. So you have that, plus you have the kusi's food, so you can be mafrish from one onto the other. Now, the Mishnah should have just said the opposite case. If you notice, the Mishnah said, Mishal Yisrael Ashal Kusim, Mishal Kusim Ashal Kusim. It should have just said, by like the case of the Nachri, it should have said, Mishal Yisrael Ashal Kusim, and Mishal Kusim Ashal Yisrael. Why did it go to Kusim to Kusim? So the Taisa Santiv says, because the Sefer says Rebbe Eliezer, which we're going to get to right now, that's why in the ratio we say Kusim onto Kusim, that doesn't work. Of course, the case of Kusim al Yisrael, if you're trying to mafresh from what the Kusim gave you onto what the Yisrael gave you, that obviously doesn't work too. Rebbe Eliezer oyser mishal kusim al shel kusim. Rebbe Eliezer asserted to take off chumas and maisers from one collection of food from a kusi on the other collection of food from a kusi. Why not? Because Rebbe Eliezer is afraid that since a kusi does take off chumas and maisers on his own things, and we know he's not choishes for lifnei iver, but it's possible that this was his own food that he had in mind to eat it, and then he changed his mind. So because that's the case, maybe one of these kusim took off chumas and maisers because he intended on eating it, and then he decided, yeah, you know what, I'll sell it to this guy. And then he sells it to you, and it's clean, and now you have something that's not tevel, and it's totally clean, and you want to be mafish from that onto something that's tevel, or vice versa. Now the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Eliezer, because they hold, the Pharisee gives a reason that it's not so common that somebody's going to change their mind. And not only that, most of the people that sell grain, or actually most of the people that work grain, that are farmers, are farming it to sell it. So mistama, it's grain that was meant to be sold, and not grain that was meant to be eaten, where we should be afraid that that's what it was, and then he changed his mind.